Semien drops the throw. A bit of pressure now. Semien slides to his left. Loads it up. Home run ball for Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders is there. Makes the catch. Denver touchdown.
Oh boy, was I wrong about Trevor Siemian in his first road start. Goodness gracious, he shocked the world on Sunday afternoon against the Cincinnati Bengals. Welcome into Locked On Broncos podcast, game recap edition. Broncos-Bengals week 3, and the Denver Broncos improved their record on the young season to 3-0. And just let that sink in. They have a 7th-round draft pick in his second season, making his 3rd start of his career, and he leads this team to 3-0. And it was absolutely the Trevor Siemian show. 4 touchdowns in this game against a good Bengals defense. And the Broncos had a game plan, and they just kind of stuck with it. We're going to get you everything you need to know about the game. I was wrong about my prediction. I thought the Broncos were going to drop this one against the Bengals, but turns out they had their wits about them, and calm, cool, and collected was one Trevor Siemian. Let's jump right into this thing. And one of the keys of the game for me, for the Broncos to win, was going to be able to continue the struggles of the running game that the Cincinnati Bengals have been having. They had not run the ball very well in their first 2 weeks, and that really surprised a lot of people when they came out and just kind of pounded the football down the Broncos' throats in their first series of the game. After the Broncos go 3-and-out to start this thing, the Bengals get the football and they take a 5-play drive down the field and just run it down the Broncos' throats by the likes of Jeremy Hill.
Dalton takes the snap, hands it off. Jeremy Hill, yeah! Right into the end zone. Touchdown, Bengals, as Jeremy Hill rushes for 65 yards on the opening drive, and the Bengals score first.
You hear the call there, courtesy of the Bengals radio network and their wacky color commentator that likes to cheer basically the whole time. That's the analysis that you get from the Bengals side of things. But 65 yards for Jeremy Hill, and the Broncos are already in a bad spot early on the road. They're down in a hostile environment, and now it's up for the Denver Broncos to make a statement and come back. And they do this by kind of weathering the storm a little bit. 14-play drive that goes all the way down to the Bengals' 2-yard line. And another key to the game was going to be, how were the Broncos going to respond in the red zone? Because they were one of the worst teams. Both of these teams were a couple of the worst teams in the NFL in red zone efficiency heading into this one. And the Broncos get all the way down to the 2-yard line, but they have to settle for a Brandon McManus 20-yard field goal that makes it 7-3 at this point. The Bengals then get the ball back, but it's a 6-and-out. They're going to punt to Denver, and this is where things get good for the Broncos, because, you know, one way to solve all your red zone woes is to score a touchdown before you even need to get into the red zone. And that's exactly what Trevor Siemian did when he found Emmanuel Sanders for his first connection for a touchdown.
Siemian drops the throw. A bit of pressure now. Siemian slides to his left. Loads it up. Home run ball for Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders is there. Makes the catch. Denver touchdown.
A very well thrown ball from Trevor Siemian there. That makes the score 10-7 in Denver's favor at this point. And I'll tell you something about Trevor Siemian early in the game. He really hits his stride in the second half, which we'll get to in just a second. But even in the first half, and this is something that I've seen him progress throughout the first 3 games, and especially in this game, he really commanded the huddle more. It kind of just had this presence that you really didn't feel in the first 2 weeks. He just seemed so comfortable. And yeah, he had some throws in the first half that were really antsy, but he sensed his pressure so well, and then he steps up into the pocket to evade people. And then I think he got a little happy with some of his throws. So they went errant, and that kind of forced some mistakes in the first half of this game. But when Trevor Siemian throws a football well, man, he throws a nice deep ball. He throws a tight spiral, and he can really gun it into pressure there sometimes in tight windows. So there's a lot of impressive throws that this young man makes, and he finds Emmanuel Sanders there for a 41-yard connection for a score. And now we get to the punting part of the program, where the Broncos and Bengals both exchange some punts, but a couple possessions later for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're going to go right back to that game plan initially where they're running the football, and Jeremy Hill, fantasy owners rejoice as he gets his 2nd score of the game.
Backs in the eye behind Andy Dalton, takes the snap, turns, hands it off left. Jeremy Hill bounces off a tackle and rumbles into the end zone. His 2nd touchdown in the first half.
Yeah, that Bengals commentator's really fired up about that 4-yard run. That's excellent coverage there. Broncos get the ball back, and once again, a big series for Denver right before halftime, 4:57 to go when they get the ball, and Trevor Siemian responds with a 10-play drive set up in good field position thanks to Cody Latimer, who atones for his mistake earlier in the game when he only got like an 11-yard return on a kickoff. But this time, Cody Latimer almost... he gets kind of tripped up, I believe, by Huber, the punter for the Cincinnati Bengals, and he would almost take it in for a score, but he starts at the Denver 45-yard line. 10 plays later, Trevor Siemian makes probably his most impressive throw of the early afternoon in Cincinnati when he finds Emmanuel Sanders once again.
First and goal. Shotgun snap as Siemian faces a four-man rush. He looks right, throws right, passes caught. Sanders, Denver, touchdown. Best throw of the first half by Trevor Siemian.
You hear the former host of this show, Dave Logan, agree with me where it's best throw of the first half because he put it in a place that nobody else could catch the football when he finds Emmanuel Sanders, and then Sanders has his traditional bow touchdown celebration for his second score of the game. And here's where some compelling things start to happen here, because the Broncos retake the lead. They're up 16-14, but Brandon McManus's extra point is blocked, and which you just so rarely see in the NFL. Like now with the new rule where they start with the longer point after try, you know, we've seen more balls be pushed right or left and just kind of a more natural miss on the extra point attempt compared to the old NFL, but you hardly ever see them blocked, especially considering for the most part your trajectory, the line of the ball isn't going to go as low when you're that close compared to, you know, a 58-yard field goal where your trajectory is much, much lower. But, I mean, here you're basically taking out a 9-iron trying to loft it up and in, but somehow this thing gets blocked, and so it's a 16-14 game, and that really played a factor a lot of the second half, and that's how the Broncos would go into halftime. And they had to be thrilled going into halftime with the lead just because it kind of seemed like the Bengals had all the momentum in the world. They imposed their will on the offensive line, and they were able to do whatever they want. Just a good game plan for Marvin Lewis. I mean, saying that we're going to commit to the run and be able to establish this, which they hadn't done all season. So you got to give credit there. Bengals are going to start with the ball at the start of the third quarter with a chance to decrease or take a lead away from the Denver Broncos, but they're going to end up in a punt before the Broncos get the ball back. And one play later, Trevor Siemian passes it to Marius Thomas, but DT drops the football after a football move confirmed by the officials, and it's a fumble. So a costly mistake there that Demaryius Thomas would have to atone for later in the game. More on that in a second. But for the most part, the third quarter is going to be low scoring, and by low scoring, I mean no scoring, because it's not until the second play of the fourth quarter where the Bengals get a field goal to make the score 17-16 and retake the lead. But the Denver Broncos would then get the ball back, and Trevor Siemian, that one of the classic Trevor Siemian drives, 13 plays, 82 yards, ends with a touchdown from an unlikely candidate and a guy that's getting a spot start thanks to the injury of Virgil Green and John Phillips.
Play fake, Siemian looks left, throws, end zone, touchdown Denver! John Phillips, his first touchdown as a Bronco, and he slams the football into eternity in the end zone.
That was Trevor Siemian's eighth consecutive completion just on that drive alone, which ends in the score to John Phillips after the one-yard touchdown. Pending extra point, the Broncos decide to go for two to try and make this a 24-17 game, so one touchdown lead, and you know, something just did not work on this play call, because Trevor Siemian tries, it's a quarterback keeper to the right side, and there was a missed block by a Broncos offensive lineman, and it doesn't go anywhere. Siemian fumbles, and the Broncos do stop them, so no 2 points going the other way for the Bengals, but 22-17 is the score at this point, and now the Bengals are going to punt the football before they make their most costly mistake of the day in giving Trevor Siemian the football back, which this series is going to be a short one because it's going to end to a 55-yard touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas. And really amazing composure in the second half. I think he completed 11 passes in a row, and then he throws this deep ball to DT where Demaryius kind of atones for his mistake that he made earlier in the half with the turnover. And it's kind of eerily similar of watching Gary Kubiak's offense in Baltimore when Joe Flacco was just kind of hucking up the Hail Marys as he does so well. But Siemian can make all the short throws too, which just showed his precision and his accuracy early on. The Broncos now have a 29-17 lead, and that's basically how this thing is going to end when the Broncos walk away with the 3-0 record in Cincinnati.
Simeon takes the snap and a knee, and it is over at Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati. Final score, Denver 29, Cincinnati 17.
And that's how the Broncos improved to 3-0. Let's get you some stats of the game. Trevor Siemian, 23 of 35, 312 yards and four touchdowns. He's the first quarterback in NFL history in his first road start to throw for over 300 yards and four passing touchdowns with no interceptions. I mean, that's quite a performance there. When all the talk this week is, can he handle the pressure on the road? And really, going into the game, he had one touchdown and three interceptions on the season, so nobody expected this performance, and really didn't have much help anywhere else. CJ Anderson, 14 attempts, 37 yards. They could never really get anything going on the ground. I was a little surprised they didn't try and go to Devontae Booker a little bit more, just to try and change things up and give the Bengals something different to look at. Only four carries for Booker for 8 yards. Emmanuel Sanders is your receiving leader with those two touchdowns, along with nine receptions for 117 yards. Demaryius Thomas gets you 6 receptions for 100 yards with one touchdown, so he gets that dynamic duo going. Jeff Heuerman gets his first career reception in his former state of Ohio when he played at Ohio State, so 1 reception for 29 yards for Heuerman. And then really, John Phillips is the most next notable guy, 2 receptions for 9 yards with that one-yard touchdown. But something else kind of cool to see in such the early stages of Simeon's career, you spread the ball around to 10 different receivers in this game, although obviously Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas being the top two. So I'll give a game ball out to Trevor Siemian, obviously, and let's hear what Gary Kubiak had to say about his young quarterback.
Real proud of our team. Had some challenges today, had some guys missing, counting on some young players. They came in and played well. Tough day to play, very warm, another grinder like last week, and I thought we were at our best late. So very proud of our team and proud of the way our quarterback handled our team today.
You know, there were murmurs. I think Pro Football Weekly had a story on this about how Gary Kubiak was saying Trevor Siemian has made some mistakes, errors in judgment this season, which is a fair criticism, but coming out a couple hours before game time, you wonder, and I think that was taken out a little bit of out of context, because Gary Kubiak did go on to defend, kind of his decision making the way that he's been playing, but you wonder if that got in the back of Simeon's mind. He's like, I got to prove something here. I got a rookie quarterback behind me. They drafted high, that I need to make sure that I show this team that I'm the guy, at least right now, I'm the guy that's going to be able to lead this team. And here's Trevor Siemian talking about his confidence in his play and his team.
We have a lot of confidence with our guys against anybody, whoever it is. So I think DT ran a great route, tried to get him the ball earlier on and had some bad balls. But he ran a great route and made a heck of a play, and hopefully he can continue to do that for us.
My second game ball is going to go to that dynamic duo of Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, combining for over 200 yards receiving, 16 or 15 receptions and 3 touchdowns on the day. So, certainly some credit due there. Obviously a little more of a nod to Emmanuel Sanders, because DT did have that fumble there early on in the second half. But let's flip things over to the defensive side of the ball, which also makes this thing even more impressive for Siemian, because I said he didn't really have any help on the offense aside from his receiving targets. Well, he didn't really have a lot of help on the defense either. This was kind of the worst that you're going to see the Broncos defense in a while. This is a bad game. This is what you would call a bad game from the Broncos defense, and they still only gave up 17 points, especially in the first half. And it was really Simeon's composure, and it was on his shoulders that he had to put them over the top. And so that's when the game became out of reach, because this was still a game with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter until he finds Demaryius Thomas for that long touchdown. But one game ball I will give on the defensive side, and I think Shane Ray set a record here as well for his first NFL start. He got 3 sacks in this game, so big ups to him. We talked about the dynamic of losing to Marcus Ware and who's going to step up, and Shane Ray certainly did that on Sunday with 3 sacks. Honorable mention is going to go to Will Parks, the rookie safety who collects the lone turnover for the Broncos, making them even for the game in the turnover margin. But Will Parks cleans up on a batted ball, pops up in the air. He's just right place, right time, and he doesn't drop the football. So he gets his first career interception. So, really exciting day in Cincinnati for some young players on the Broncos roster, and showing how some of these guys are going to be likely to contribute going on in the future. But that's how the Denver Broncos punched the Cincinnati Bengals in the mouth, at least in the second half. And really now have an opportunity. I mean, that was a heck of a 3 games to open out the season with, and you'd think the Broncos would probably be happy going 1-2 starting the season, considering they have this young quarterback and all the changes in leadership in the locker room, just the dynamics going around that. And now they're through these first three games where you're talking about, you know, perennial playoff contenders between the Bengals, the Colts, and the Carolina Panthers, although their combined records may not look all that good right now. Those are three solid football teams. Now you get to go to a easier part of your schedule. You got Tampa Bay next week, and, you know, maybe string some more wins together here and really set you up in good position for the playoff picture. I know it's really early to start talking about this, but really you're talking about 9-10 wins getting you a playoff spot in the AFC. The Broncos are a third of the way there already for the first 3 weeks. So Gary Kubiak and company doing a great job, and they must be thrilled with where they are right now. That's going to do it for us today here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Check out everything else on the Locked On Podcast Network, all your favorite NBA or NFL teams. We got 60 podcasts, including fantasy and just general league podcast as well. You follow the show account on Twitter at Lockdown Broncos. You follow me at Adam Kinney Radio, and we'll get you everything you need to know heading up into week four when the Broncos go to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Stay right here. See you next time on the Locked On Broncos podcast.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.